Hey guys, welcome back once again to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific day today. Hope you guys are ready for some health articles. Got a lot of stuff we're going to be covering. And also, don't forget, or I should say, make sure you remember the Berberine Ultimate on sale product of the week.
I took mine this morning.
Did you? Mm-hmm. I take mine with my food after the show. I feel like that one does pretty good. The problem is I notice this product, because my blood sugar stays so flat, if I take this without any food, it actually crashes my blood sugar.
I take it with eggs.
Got to eat with food. Let me put it on a side note. Make sure you take Berberine Ultimate with food, especially like myself. When I was younger, I had some hypoglycemia issues. Really, really like overactive.
Can I tell the story?
No, we're not starting off Tuesday like this.
The airplane.
No, we're not starting off Tuesday like this.
You know they want to know.
They already have heard it. Can I finish?
It's been years.
It's been years
since we told the story.
No. Anyways, make sure you guys,
ask him to tell the story.
Nope, don't
and
send
the
me. No, don't send me. Please don't send me emails. I get enough.
Airplane story.
I digress. We got a lot of the emails answered yesterday. We've been covering a lot of stuff on there. And let me clarify something. I want to clarify because we had a really good customer. I think had some confusion. We took care of it. They're good now. When you order the VIP express shipping, we have multiple different tiers of contracts with UPS in order to get products at pretty much anywhere in the United States, inside the continental United States, within 2 to 3 business days. So when you do the VIP express shipping, it bumps you to the front of the list. It puts you at the front of the line, just like you're getting a fast pass at Disney. That was a horrible analogy.
Well, no, it's like being able to walk into the Louvre in Paris without having to wait in line.
Bingo.
12-hour line.
Way better.
Walk right in front.
Perfect.
I did that one time.
That's way better analogy. I don't know why I was going to bring up Disney.
Can I tell you that story? It's a good story.
Can I finish my thoughts on the VIP?
Yes, go ahead.
Gosh, you interrupted me.
I am. I'm fine. I'm having fun this morning.
VIP express shipping, 2 to 3 days. So whatever the label says, please disregard that, because a lot of times the label will say certain things, but the product's still getting there at a certain time based on our contract performance-wise. So we honor that. Now, if we miss the deadline, it doesn't get there in the 3 business days, then that's a different story. And contact us, and we'll make sure everything is taken care of, or if the product got lost, whatnot. And it also gets insured, because it makes it a lot easier if there is a product that gets damaged or something gets lost. It's a lot easier for us to file a claim, make sure you get reimbursed to get more product and the event. And also, too, here's what I found. When you insure a package with UPS, they treat it completely different. It's almost a white glove experience for your package. Your package gets picked up. They got the white gloves on. They carry it to a cage. If it goes overnight somewhere, it gets locked up in a cage with like one person has a key for it. They take it back off and they put it somewhere else with air, then hand it back to another person, and then it gets handed to your door. Now, I might be exaggerating a little bit on the niceties of that, but that's how they handle it. When it's insured, it's a whole different package. So that's included with that, $19.99. If you don't want to deal with the wait of 4, 5, 6, 7 business days, sometimes with priority mail, do the VIP package shipping. It's way faster. And be sure also, too, to check out the podcast site, thebrowershow.com. We cover all types of different topics, including inflation monetizes debt while AI data centers drain water supplies.
Unbelievable.
That was the title of yesterday. So
great show yesterday.
Grizzly bear. The grizzly bear story. Somebody else got killed with a grizzly bear. We covered that last week. Never One guy heard. Wanted to make sure he's like, I do not carry bear mace.
Why?
I carry a whistle.
Well, no, I love
I'm
it.
Whistle
I,
way
I,
away
I,
from
I
the
quoted,
grizzly
I quoted the sign last week. You know, what Nietzsche said, you know, does what does it kill you, make you stronger. Grizzly bear.
Grizzly bears.
Kill you dead. I mean.
So, and also sign up for the weekly newsletters. We'll send out the show to you every single day. Click the Brower Show and Health Masters and put your name and email. We don't spam you. I don't sell my information. I've never sold a single email of any of my customers, period. Never have, never will. Just like I don't put ads on the show. Just like I don't put sponsors on the show. Just like I don't care about anybody trying to sell something on my show and try to give me a kickback on it, because quite frankly, money has strings attached to it. And when you start allowing people to pay you to basically put ads on your show, a lot of times they always come back to roost at some point when all of a sudden you have a sponsor that they have a sponsor with, and they contradict each other, and they say, oh, by the way, you can't bring this topic up.
You know, Doug Hagman told me that years ago. He has taken some ads and basically told him what he couldn't say.
Yep.
He dropped the ads. Said, not doing it. I'm going to do what I want to say. If you don't like my show, don't advertise. But I remember that.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what happens whenever people are giving you money for advertising. They expect you to advertise what they want to advertise.
Yep.
And they don't expect you to, and they expect you not to say certain things. I've had it happen before. I was talking about the top 10 foods never to eat.
Yeah.
Okay. And all of a sudden the producer comes to me and says, you can't mention aspartame again.
Yeah.
No, it had to happen because they were buying too many ads.
Ads.
Yeah, and they said, if you put him on and he mentions aspirin again, we're going to drop all of our cola advertising with you. And this is a major station.
Which, you know, they may have been generating 5, 10, 20, 30,000 a month in ad revenue from them.
And I was told I had to censor myself.
Yeah.
Or we could not do the show.
That's crazy.
No, and I remember the producer was mad, the host was mad, and shortly thereafter, she went off the air, and that was the end of it.
Well, it probably puts you in a precarious situation because it's a topic you need to talk about. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, too, you want to be able to get information out there, and if they say you do this, you're done. You never come back on the show again.
Well, just right after that, the same station basically did a whole expose on bovine growth hormone, ooh. And they were told it was called the investigators, and they were going to go out and expose what was going on with bovine growth hormone and dairy products, and they were told by their producers, by the company, you cannot talk about it. We're killing the story.
Wow.
Because what happened is they ran it through legal first, and the legal said you can't do it. And because Monsanto had so much power.
So much pull.
They couldn't do it. So they never aired it.
Well, if you want to make sure you got so much pull and your joints feel good, make sure you're voting for what you want to see win tomorrow for Product of the Week. Because I'm pretty confident it's either going to be joint rebuilding or collagen. Well, no, it's going to be collagen, actually. Wow.
Wow.
Gosh, I haven't checked that in a couple of days.
Everybody loves that
product.
Everybody,
I guess you guys wanted collagen. My goodness, I thought the rebuilding and the D3 were going to fight for it. There is no fight. Collagen took that one.
No, that was well.
Guys, this is what I do. If you guys haven't figured this out, I do this to kind of get interactive with y'all, give you guys feedback on it, what you like. So every week we throw up some major products that are big sellers on here, and you can vote and click which one you want to see win. And whichever one gets the most votes wins. I don't mess with it. I don't manipulate it. We repost it on Wednesday, and we just let it, set it, forget it, let it run.
You know why collagen wins?
Because it's hitting so many points now.
No, it's women.
Well, this is skin.
It's the skin.
And the hair.
And the hair.
The nails.
And the nails.
I got to cut every 3 days.
No, ladies, thank you.
If
you want to have a lot of wrinkles and your fingernails are brittle and falling and breaking off and your hair is falling out, don't use it. If you want to have really strong nails and skin and help get rid of wrinkles and all the rest, use it. It helps restore the intestinal tract, which allows you to absorb nutrients.
That's the bit. You know, skin, the hair, those are all beauty aspects of it that are a perk. But the more research I've done, and I did an entire article on 2 weeks ago on what it does rebuilding the gut lining.
Well what happens, people use, I take 2 to 3 scoops a day.
Yeah.
All right, well, you go through that in a couple of weeks. And so that's the whole thing is when you do that, you have to use the product. That's why everybody wants it on sale all the time.
The thing about it is, and that's why I've had multiple people that are using it for recovery, is they said they're taking usually one scoop 3 times a day.
Oh, yeah. Do we have a 6-pack special on that?
I don't. Me and Michael are working on that. We should have it up next week. We're going to do a 3-pack and we're going to do a 6-pack.
No, I'm going to, let's do that.
Yeah.
Because I want, because if you're using that much of this, and it's always winning this, you need to get it.
We might as well.
Yeah.
Because at that point, people don't have to wait till it goes on sale if you want to buy it in bulk. Because when you buy 6 cans of it, you know, the product's so expensive to make with those peptides, but when you're buying 6 of them, the volume's making up for the margin a little bit.
That's right. It does.
So move some inventory. So we're working on those. We should have a 3 to 6.
And you get free shipping with it, too.
Yeah.
Unless you go expedited shipping. Then we can do that.
Correct.
Oh, by the way, General Michael Flynn drops a fiery statement about the Epstein files. Now, a lot of you like Flynn, a lot of you don't. I got it. Retired, but he's true. He said, General Michael Flynn has had enough with all the smoke screens surrounding the Epstein files.
Yeah.
We've had about half of the files released, and these files are heavily redacted. He dropped a statement on Monday, and he says, while what is already documented in the Jeffrey Epstein matter is enough to demand full release on every page, it is enough to demand the prosecution of every adult whose name appears in connection with the abuse of a child. It is enough to tear the entire apparatus of redaction and protection down to its foundation. Children were trafficked through homes, planes, and islands, some of the most powerful people on the earth. Women working directly for Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, including women who were themselves victims groomed and becoming traffickers, sent emails identifying girls at a very young age, as young as 9, 10, and 11, for delivering that network. No, this is some sick stuff. If this doesn't make you angry, make your hair bristle on your neck, then you're not listening.
Should make the veins in your neck come out.
Like yours do. It's kind of out right now. They have described emails about torture. A lot of these girls were sacrificed.
It's horrible. Tuesday, man.
They have described coded references that warrant immediate criminal investigation. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a testimony in front of sitting members of Congress on the record in front of the cameras under their own names. I mean, this is not conspiracy. They were there. They saw what happened. What is already on record is enough to indict the entire generation of institutional failure. He's right. The FBI has had this material for decades, and the case went nowhere. The Department of Adjustment cut the original sweetheart deal in Florida and let Epstein walk in a county jail work release program. The man himself, supposedly, I don't believe, I'll say this, I'll correct this, the man himself escaped federal custody under the watch of agencies to this day. He cannot give a clean accounting of what happened in the jail. Mossad doesn't kill Mossad, and I want to say something here. I've got a couple of scriptures I want to cover today because it was really important that we do some of this stuff every once in a while because I want you to know that you have hope in Christ. Okay, this is the world is being run by a bunch of demonically possessed weirdos. All right, and we have to understand. I'm gonna give you a couple of scriptures right here, right now. You know, John 4:4 says, "You are of God, little children, have overcome the world because greater is He that is in you." Than he is in the world. Let me explain something to you about this alien disclosure, which we have to cover now because it's being all over the news. We were here after they were here. We are the new creation created in God, not them. These are the old ones. These are the ones that were judged and locked up, probably in Antarctica. And there's no evidence at all that any entities have come outside of our atmosphere or outside of our solar system or somewhere else in the universe into our planet. The only thing we see is stuff that's already inside of the, you know, planet. And we call it, a lot of people call it, you know, the firmament. And so we see all that. Romans 9:18 says, the entire universe is standing on tiptoe, yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters, which will be us, the new creatures in Christ Jesus. And for Corinthians, it says, wisdom, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would have never crucified the Son of Glory. They know now that they made a mistake when they put Christ on the cross because his blood permeates all of time, space, as an eternal sacrifice for us, and they're unbelievably upset that they did this. Corinthians 4:9 says, for it seems that God has put the apostles on display at the end of the procession like those condemned to die in the arena. I quoted this in Angel Wars. We have been made a spectacle to the whole universe and to the angels as well as human beings. Everybody's watching what happens on this planet. We're kind of like the Truman Show. We really are. And so we have to understand who we are and what we have in Christ Jesus. And then in 1 John, it talks about, or John 12:30-36. Now is the time for the judgment of this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. That's Satan. When Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected, he won the battle when he said, it is finished. Now, we still have skirmishes going on because remember, it's only been 2 days in God's timeline since Jesus was resurrected from the dead. This whole thing will be shown for what it is before long. And then we also realize that Satan is the prince, the ruler of the darkness of this world. You know, biblical origins, Satan origins are traditionally linked to this fall from grace. Role as tempter and accuser in Matthew 4:1-11. Ruler of darkness, Ephesians 6:2-12. Deceiver and father of lies, which often is quoted many times, John 8:44. Dedicated foe, Colossians 2:15. And basically this goes on and on and on. And we have to realize that he is not who he says he is. He also masquerades as an angel of the light to deceive those he can deceive. The world is in a fallen state right now because people have not accepted Jesus Christ for who he said that he was. But we have hope because we're the new creation, you and me. We have power of all of this, over all of this stuff. So they're going to reveal the old ones that have been here before the fall, before Satan was fallen, that were put here and locked up on this planet. And they're going to say they're space aliens and they're not. Remember that. We are the new creations in Christ, and we have the authority and the power. That's why when you call in the name of Jesus, these things tremble. They're scared out of their mind because they know who Jesus is. They know that Jesus of Nazareth created the heavens and the earth, and they know that they have to answer to him with everything he says. That's why they're terrified. So don't allow this fear porn that they're pumping into you right now to affect you because it's simply not something we have to be concerned about. They've known for a long, long time that, you know, these things have been around. The Bible told us thousands of years ago. So don't allow yourself to get in a knot about this. And that's why I talk to you on the show all the time. We don't have a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Remember who you are in Christ Jesus all the days of your life.
It's well said. It's a good segment on it. You know, I watched a movie last night.
What'd you watch?
Independence Day.
Well, yeah, but they're grooming.
I was getting into that.
They're grooming this generation to want to be aliens.
That movie has gotten all types of promotions now on social media, and they've been bringing it back out. And I was like, yeah, I've seen one. Great movie. Intense movie.
Will Smith, yeah.
But it's interesting when they're in that one lab down there in Area 51.
That's before everybody knew that Will Smith was a cuck.
Boy, yeah.
And now it's awful.
He was a Marine in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
That was a long time ago.
I feel sorry for him.
But and so he asked that alien, the president asked, he goes, what do you want us to do? What do you want us to do? He goes, die.
Yeah.
They hate you. They hate us. Right, right. So there's no reason in trying to get upset and worried about it because we already know the playbook. We already know what their agenda is, and then we have the offset to it. Now, here's an interesting article, right? So talking about – we were talking about water yesterday with the pyramids, correct?
Oh, I got some emails on that. Go ahead.
No, well, okay. I'm going to spin off this. So suddenly now CIA documents have been declassified referencing the temple under the Sphinx and a 76-year-old photographic inventory that's talking about the mythical hall of records that lies beneath Egypt's great Sphinx. And apparently – this is what they're alleging, and I don't think this is accidental. The
ancient civilization is a pre-Adamic race here, right?
Yes, they're talking about basically massive ruins underneath the Sphinx with an entire hidden world and temple underneath that area. The thing about it is now, thousands of years over time, the sand, a lot of that stuff down there has collapsed and ruined, but they're doing, basically, they've been doing scans of it, and they looked at photos from the CIA declassification from 1950, and it's showing that basically layers upon layers upon layers of all types of different ancient cities underneath Sphinx and pyramids, which we talked about before, but I find it funny that they're now releasing this, whether it's a distraction, whether it's a diversion, whether it's to put out there more information about the whole UFO, or... Or to go back into what you're talking about, water yesterday, these massive cooling systems. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts? I'm tying this back
well,
to
no,
yesterday.
All, we were discussing. No, all of this technology was used thousands of years ago. Remember, the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun.
Right. Because we brought up yesterday, if you guys haven't listened to yesterday's show yet, I showed you a photo of one of these data centers. And I mean, the cooling systems with the turbine fans with hundreds of them outside is almost as big as the entire data center. And we brought the concept up, why in the world aren't they using liquid nitrogen centers with big tanks? The cooling centers are using so much water, and quite frankly, that's old school technology.
Well, now, one of the things they're saying is that they're using the water on the fans to spray onto the fans to cool the stuff down, like you'd have with an air conditioning system.
Okay.
You know, they have the fan and they have the coolant inside
that's
of the fan.
That's why they're using so much water up?
Yeah, well, that's one theory.
Or an excuse.
But, or that way, we don't know.
Yeah.
But the reality, that means it should be giant atmospheric plumes of steam coming out.
Yeah.
I don't see any of that.
No.
Okay? Because if you're here's the thing. I've got a swamp cooler on my back porch. A swamp cooler. You think, well, what in the heck's a swamp cooler? Well, they work okay in Florida, but when the humidity gets over 70%, they don't do much. But out west, they work great because what happens is you basically turn on a fan, which has like a grate behind it, and you trickle water down through the grate, and the water that comes out on the other side is about 50, the air that comes out the other side is like 15 degrees cooler.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there could be that type of technology being used, but the reality is, if this is that hot and they're putting out that much heat, it would be steaming it, and there'd be steam coming out of it.
You would see plumes of steam coming out of these facilities.
And the thing about it is, with a swamp cooler, it's got a 60-gallon reserve. It's a huge fan. It's like 3-4 feet across, like 4 feet across, and it's a monster, and it's unbelievably ugly. I remember I told Sharon, I'm buying a swamp cooler because we'd gone to a wedding, and they had swamp coolers in Florida. And I thought, well, that's really nice, and I bought one. And Sharon said, I can't believe you're putting that ugly thing on the back porch. Finally, after a couple of years of it running, she goes, you know, I hate to say it, as ugly as it is, it really works. Okay? Because it's that old tech. But again, it's old technology.
But this is what we showed you yesterday.
Where's the
photos here? Well, and granted, this thing may not be operational, maybe under construction still. But the difference is, the amount of infrastructure to put in to cool these things down.
Well, the reason we're bringing it up again, we got so much feedback from it yesterday, and the pyramids, we believe, in some of the research, seems to indicate, had fissures of water underneath them. And now we have subterranean caverns being exposed by the CIA under the pyramids.
1950.
Oh, well, they've had it covered up.
Yeah.
It's like the Smithsonian. Every time they find a skeleton of a giant, supposedly, they take it to hide it. Yeah, it disappears. And because we got to remember, we are not alone on this planet. There was an entire infrastructure built before we got here. That's why I said we're the new creation. We're it in Christ. There's the creation that was here before was destroyed, and it was basically the whole planet was flooded by God. That was the first flood. I covered this in detail in Angel Wars. And so now we're finding this old civilization, Austin, in these pyramids under the ground, and we're saying, wait a minute, there was something here thousands and thousands of years ago. And the answer is duh. We know that.
It was something enough that God decided he wanted to restructure the entire earth. Restructure.
Well, what happened, remember, there was two floods. When God, Satan basically was like the second in command in heaven. We covered it in Angel Wars. And you can find Angel Wars on the BroerShow.com right at the top of the heading. In fact, show them where it is, Austin.
Got it.
Yeah, we're going to show you this. And so when
you go to, actually, you know, let me go to the side. I'm going to walk everybody through it. Yeah. walk. So we're on Health Masters. Great site, Health Masters, product of the week. You go up here, podcast, news, right here. Click, button, boom. BroWarsShow.com, Angel War Series.
Click on it.
There you go.
Now let me read it. The Angel War Series goes into detail. What happened to the pre-Adamic civilization? Why did Satan rebel? Maybe give me camera four, Rich. How was he defeated? Was he judged? Was he locked up in Antarctica? Why did God start over? God started with the Garden of Eden. How were humans created? Was the earth refurbished? This is the refurbishing that we're in right now. Why did Adam and Eve fall? What did they do wrong? What was the plan? Are the ancient ones, that's what we're talking about right now, the ancient ones still ruling our planet? And what was the real purpose of the Tower of Babel? Why was a blood covenant necessary? Plus much, much, much more. This is a 3.5 hour broadcast. Okay, this is an outline. It goes into, it has literally probably over 100 scriptures in there, like we just covered this morning.
Eight parts. It's long.
No, it's a long. But you know, you watch the whole thing while you're driving on the road. It's great.
Well, there's no visual, so it's audio only. There's not much to do with visual, though. You add a bunch of AI images, but the truth about it is, what are you going to sit there and stare at AI images?
Well,
while you're listening to it for 3 hours?
Well, I would like to have that done, but you know, I haven't been able to get it happen, make it happen.
Well, there's a lot of the priorities like that AI images to this.
Well, I'm kind of curious what AI would say with this. What kind of images did it pop up?
I don't know if I want to know AI's going to come up with this.
But, but as long as they don't mess with the audio. But the reality is that we are not alone. We have never been alone. We've always been here in these entities. And so when God flooded the earth the first time, it was to stop the pre-Adamic, basically, rebellion against him. The whole planet got flooded. And then when Christ came back and rebuilt the earth, it says that his spirit hovered over the waters of deep, and the earth was formless and void. But all of this stuff was buried underneath the water, Austin. And then that was the first flood, and God separated. It says that in Genesis, and I cover those in detail, the scriptures. And now we're finding all the stuff that was basically from the old ones. And these old ones aren't dead. They're still running around. And then Satan, remember, runs around as a roaring lion because he's desperate.
Yeah.
Seeking those who he may devour, but he may not devour you because you've been sanctified by the blood of the Lamb.
And remember, the Egyptians in that area over there with the pyramids, that stuff was steeped in Satanism.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it was. And remember, that's where the Israelites picked up all the stuff as far as the
ancient
child
Babylonian religions and Canaanite religions.
The golden calves, all that stuff. So a lot of stuff ties back to Egypt in those pyramids. And I can tell you from personal experience when we crawled down in the massive one down there.
We went inside of them, Austin and I together.
We went down in it. I mean, I got photos
of it. Big sarcophagus chamber.
Yes. It's very difficult to explain the energy that you feel it's a vibration.
It's not positive.
You buzz. Mm-hmm. You buzz when you go down there, but it's not a good buzz. No. It's a weird buzz. You feel a very, very heavy, heavy energy on it.
You know what a good buzz is?
Okay. That's a great buzz. That was a great segue. Yeah,
I know. This is my 30-second commercial. What a great buzz is Purple Six, a Kai Berry veg mix. First thing in the morning. Two scoops. You're crawling out of bed. Take two of these. And you mix it with powdered vitamin C, and you feel great. But that segment was getting a little bit heavy.
That was a good
one. So I had to bring it up a little bit.
I'm mixing it. Well, see, what I always do, and I have it on the site. I have somewhere in a protocol kit here, and I do this a lot because I like the protein aspect of the fit food. Is where's it at? Oh, right here. I put this kit together for y'all a long time ago. The ultimate morning energy kit. Is this? Well, the box is the package. What I could do one with a can on, I could switch it over. And the Fit Food Protein, which I've been chugging all morning. And this, what I like this is this doesn't hit you as fast with the protein. Sometimes everybody wants to get that buzz really fast. Sometimes
I want the buzz.
Sometimes I like a smooth ramp up.
No, I want
nice
the buzz.
Plateau. I know. No, you like that bottle rocket.
No, because I got a show. When I get up at 7, I got a show with 3 hours.
Yeah, but if
Buzz.
We're not bees, but we do buzz. So the thing about it is when you stack these two together, it slows it down for me. It keeps it a little bit more sustainable, and I like the protein aspect of it because I like to continue to have protein.
Now what I do, I'll do the protein or I'll do the eggs, and I may have another shot.
Now, if you have the eggs,
six.
It's different.
Then it slows it down.
I've been getting my eggs after the show lately. I've been changing up a little bit.
But listen to me. Give me this camera, Rich.
This
is a great show. No, it's a great show. Listen to me. Here's the deal. You know, don't get yourself tied up in a knot over aliens. This doesn't affect your faith at all. It strengthens what we've been taught and what the Bible says.
If you learn anything from UFO movies, it's that there's always a way to kill them. If it bleeds, we can kill it. Saying.
Predator,
just
baby.
Just saying.
Well, here's what I've learned something. You know, when they're in our dimension and they've basically possessed another body or whatever, they really don't want to be shot with a .50 caliber weapon. It has a tendency to give
them 249.
It gives them a real bad day.
Bad headache.
You know, and so they don't want that. And so that's why. Why do you think they're trying to take your guns away?
Yeah, it's a fact.
Do you think it's just because they're trying to control? No. Why do you think they took all the automatic weapons away? I mean, this is crazy what they've done. And they say, because Reagan was basically under so much medication.
Well, they've tried numerous times. There's multiple states 50 BMGs are banned. California banned. They've tried multiple times now to ban them.
Well, people say, why do you need a 50? Any lawful purpose.
Any lawful purpose.
That's it. There's no
any lawful purpose. Oh, any lawful purpose. Speaking of pieces of crap in our Florida legislature, the Senate has canned the speed limit raise. Rejected it. Canned it. Now, listen, the Senate voted 88-21 in positive to go up to 80 miles an hour. The Senate said, this is going to be too confusing for law enforcement with the super speeder law. We're not going to pass this. We declined it. They left it on the floor to die.
Well, no. Here's why they haven't. No, the federal government doesn't want 80-mile-an-hour speed limits on federal highways. They don't want
that. They already do, though, in Montana and stuff.
Well, Montana's different. Montana's
we love Montana.
You got a bunch of rednecks with automatic weapons. I love Montana. And, you know, I got a friend of mine who moved to Montana 10 years ago.
They just do what they want out there.
Yeah, pretty much whatever they want. So they don't want to deal with it. Remember, Montana had open speed limits, too. They'd shut it down.
Yeah, I know.
Fast you want to go. I mean, I got pulled one time.
Autobahn, basically.
I got pulled one time in Montana.
Yeah.
You know, I think you were with me.
I was. State trooper. He's actually a cool trooper.
Yeah, the trooper pulled me up and said, man, he's got magazines all over him. I mean, he's loaded up, man.
He was a retired Marine.
And I was doing like 85 and a 70. He pulls me over and says, you know, what are you guys in a hurry for? And I said, we're not really in a hurry. And he said, we're talking to him. He says, well, you guys slow it down.
It's a completely different state trooper than it is down here in Florida.
No, he wouldn't even. He was just chilled out.
He was.
And, you know, I said, well, you guys just have an open speed limit. He goes, yeah, they wouldn't let us do that anymore. He goes, but, you know, as long as the cars run pretty good and they have good tires on, we really kind of let it go a little bit. But he was really nice.
I filed a complaint. I told you years ago with a state trooper, with the state, back 2012, 2013. I got pulled over on interstate and basically speed trap with troopers. Everybody's doing like 80 and a 70. It was one of those, like, just trying to pull people over, even in the flow of traffic.
Generate revenue.
Yeah, and I remember I was real nice to him. He came up the door. I was all mad.
Leprechaun.
Yeah, no, yeah. I handed my concealed, and I handed my driver's license. He goes, do you have a firearm in the vehicle? I said, yes, sir. I said, I have a Glock 30. He's back when I carried a 45. I said, I have a Glock 30 in my center console. Get out of the vehicle now. Puts his hand on his pistol, opens the door, tells me to get out of the car, makes me put my hands on the truck, goes in my truck without my consent.
You're kidding me.
I told you, I remember
20
years ago, yeah. Without my consent, pulls my 30 out of the center console, unloads it, takes it back to his car, then comes back and writes me a ticket. Then when everything's done, he comes back to me and has the magazine and the firearm separate, hands me my firearm, then hands me my magazine, and then goes back to his car after he gives me a ticket. And I'm like, I filed a report. I talked to one of my buddies about it. And he's like, dude, that was completely out of line. And I said, it was completely out of line. He goes, some of those guys like that, he goes, they just enjoy just basically pretty much dominating other people. And they know that you pretty much have no ability to do much of anything because they're going to be faster on a gun with you anyways. That's the whole thing about it. And so they want to basically show their dominance. It's unnecessary.
I had a friend of mine who was a cool cop. Okay, he retired. Okay, and now he's not a cop anymore. His name's Brian. And I told him one day I'd gotten pulled about something, and he just started laughing. He goes, you know, when I was a police officer, whenever somebody showed me a concealed weapon.
Exactly
permit,
right.
He goes, I let them go.
You know they're not a felon.
Hmm?
They're showing you, hey, I have concealed weapons in the vehicle.
I'm clear.
I'm not a felon. Out of respect, I'm letting you know there's firearms in the car. So when they act like that, I remember I told my one buddy, I said, when you wonder why some of these cops, and I'm not justifying this, you wonder why some of these cops get in unnecessary brawls or fights. I said, when they act like that, everybody gets on edge.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, dude, I'm not doing anything. And they got their hand on their pistol, and you're like, what do we have to do here? I haven't done anything wrong. You're speeding over for a citation for speeding. Now you act like you want to get in a gunfight. What in the world? Where are we going? It was like the cops at downtown Disney. There's seven cops,
yeah.
and then the one starts flanking me. He's behind me. He's got his hand on his pistol. I'm like, what are you doing? So why are you flanking me, bro? I said, I'm here with my kids, my wife. I said, I'm not drawing down on you guys. I said, I'm speaking to you respectfully. We're disarming you. You're going to your vehicle, and you're leaving. I'm trespassing you. And I'm like, I'm leaving. That's how I have no association with you guys. You guys are out of control.
You've never been back.
Never been back. We'll not go back.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to be treated like some type of animal. I remember one time I got pulled by there's a stop sign, and there's a stop. And then there's a rolling stop. There's a term. It's called a rolling stop. I rolled through the stop sign. And you say, and don't judge me for this. You've done the same thing. Well, if those of you who haven't done it,
fix your halo when you get up tomorrow morning.
Yeah, just the halo and be happy that, you know, life is perfect for you. And listen to me. So I rolled this up about half a mile an hour.
I remember.
And this is just right down the street. And they put a stop sign up where I didn't want the stop sign. I've been living there years, and they decided to put a stop sign. Nobody asked us.
They just they didn't. It was on the street.
You know, and so here he comes. And I'm like, oh, great. So I pulled down about a block and turned off the road so he couldn't see me. I wouldn't be exposed, and the whole neighborhood wouldn't be able to sit there and look at me. And I pulled over, and I opened the door, and I said, dude, what are you doing? And he goes, you ran through that stop sign. I said, I crawled through that stop sign. He goes, well, yeah, you were going pretty slow. I said, I didn't vote for that stop sign. And I said, I have a gun in the car. He goes, huh. And then he starts laughing. He goes, you don't pull yours, I won't pull mine.
There you go. There you go.
And I laughed at him. I said, okay. I said, look, here's the deal.
Fair enough.
And I said, it's just going to go to ticket clinic. I said, it's going to just be a mess. I said,
waste of time.
It's a waste of everybody's time here. I said, and he goes, well, are you going to do it again? I said, I don't know. I may or may not. I said, I don't like the stop sign. There's not supposed to be there. And he looked at me, started laughing. And he says, you know what? I'm just giving you a warning. And he walked away.
Well, there's a difference. You know, there's a stop sign, and you buzz through it at 40 miles an hour.
You
just run it.
No.
There's a difference between you roll, and the tires don't roll back, and you just start going again.
Well, they want to see the tires stop. And go backwards, yeah. And no. And so, but I've never seen another thing there ever.
No.
And, you know, and
I think a lot of people are just kind of like.
No. Really? So it just is. Oh, by the way, total
change of subject.
Nah, it's a bad segue, but we'll do it this way. Toxic sewage tsunami racing towards the U.S. coast in California threatens wealthy beach towns with biohazard contamination. Millions upon millions of gallons of bacteria-infested sewage water are going to the California coast. You guys have fun with that. I'm sorry for those who are conservative out there. I'm sorry this happened. All the rest of you guys that are liberals, have fun with it.
Yeah. Where did that even come from?
This is on Daily Mail. The Tijuana River sewage crisis has been a problem in Southern California since the 1930s, as the Mexican city has been plagued by outdated and overloaded waste treatment programs who basically just break the pipes, open them up, and pour all the sewage into the Tijuana River so it can float up the coast. This has meant 30 million gallons of sewage into the Pacific Ocean each day, Austin. That's a lot of feces, man.
30 million gallons of sewage a day?
Where it floats north into U.S. waters. In recent years, officials of California have warned that pollution has made its way further than ever before, reaching the wealthy beach community of Coronado, just 2 miles from San Diego. So if you're really wanting to know what to do with Mexico, why don't you guys just write the president of Mexico, which is not going to make a difference, and tell him to stop dumping sewage into the river? You know, it's so funny. When they had Fox interviewed years ago, and he was president of Mexico then, and they said to him, "They said, why is it that you and America share the same boundaries, and that you and America have the same natural resources, but yet Mexico's a third world country, and people eat out of trash dumps in some cases, which is awful, not all of them, but some of them, and they have this infrastructure that's falling apart, and America's the most prosperous country in the history of the planet. Why is it that there's such a disparity when you share the same natural resources, the same oils, the same minerals, the same everything?" And he said it very succinctly. He said this. He said, when they came to find America, they were looking for God, the pilgrims, which they don't teach this in school anymore, by the way. And when the Spaniards came for Mexico, they were looking for gold. He goes, it's a different mindset. One was looking for God, one was looking for gold. So we've got the side with the gold, but they had the side with God. And then, of course, you had the entire Incans, the Aztecs, and all the rest of those people back then that were worshiping Quetzalcoatl, the swing serpent god, and sacrificing their own children until a lot of times, like in Machu Picchu, they self-extinguished their entire race because they killed all the kids. I was in Machu Picchu, and there's still a sacrificial stone there where they killed the people. And, of course, the guide goes, oh, well, this was a sacrificial altar where they killed animals. I said, yeah, you know darn good well. Right. So you know better. She looked at me and took me aside and said, well, we can't talk about that.
Yeah.
Bad for tourism. I thought, great, this is unbelievable. And then they had little chambers that were resonance chambers because of the frequencies they generated. If they went in there and chanted their little prayers and all that stuff to feed the other entities on the other side of the veil. I actually did a video of me being, I was up there with videos. You guys, I need to play that one time on the show. But the reality is that we are not part of that. That's from the old school that was here. These entities can't eat like we eat. They've been separated from God. They require human sacrifice. It's some sick stuff. That's why Jeffrey Epstein had what he had in his freezers. I'm not even going to mention it this morning. But remember, if you're in Mexico, and I know a lot of you do, you serve God and not these weird serpent gods that they had down there for so many generations of time. And remember, America's just, you know, a border away. But come over here legally if you'd like to come over, please. What's your next story, Austin?
This is interesting. Paul Thorson. You guys have ever heard of him? He's worked for the CDC. He's been on Interpol's most wanted list for years. He's got arrested this week, finally. And he's being extradited back to the United States.
Well, no, he did something that got somebody mad.
Well, no, no. He's a Danish native, and he worked for the CDC in the 90s, in the early 2000s. He basically got a CDC grant for $1 million to work on autism connection to vaccines. Well, instead of actually working on the research, he funded his lifestyle for quite a while with $1 million and lived really good. 2011, he got indicted by a federal jury for money laundering and wire fraud and decided he was not going to hang out in the U.S. and jumped the pond. And apparently he's been bouncing between Germany and, they caught him. Interpol caught him. They extradited him.
Both wanted lists.
Yeah. And he also, they said, one of the guys in here, as far as research for the CDC, said he set autism research back more than 20 years.
No, this story ain't right. There's something else going on with this stuff.
No, what he was doing was, all the stuff that he was doing as far as the research, he was massively pushing studies that were bogus, saying that autism was no way linked to vaccines whatsoever. And he said, in one of the cases here, it says, where's it at? It says... studies that Thorson co-authored for the CDC were used to dismiss cases filed by parents of autistic vaccine-injured children that were part of the ominous autism proceeding pending before the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. So he was actually co-authoring studies that were bogus, stating that vaccines had no relation to autism whatsoever, while taking grant money that he wasn't even using for this research. They were bogus studying and stuff up and basically co-authoring fake studies. And
there's something more to this.
Oh, there's something way more to it. But there's tying in with the CDC now, too, though, as far
as the defenders. Defenders releasing this, so that's good. So basically what they're saying is he was a fraud who got a bunch of money, who tried to prove that autism was not leaked to vaccines, and now they busted him for it because he stole the money and lived a lavish lifestyle, and now they're putting him in jail, not because he did the funny studies, but because he stole the money.
Yes, and the Danish studies that they've used now by the CDC to deny any link between vaccines and autism, he co-authored a bunch of these. Some were produced by researchers at different areas of the Danish Research Institute that Thorson led, and which he channeled significant CDC funding, once again stated that childhood vaccines have no connection to autism.
Well, if he's done all that, he's that much of an idiot and that big of a sorry, you know what? I'm glad he's arrested.
So am I. As far as this, if you, especially you're pushing lies and you're burning through cash that you don't have, which, I mean, that's kind of the government in general, though, in a nutshell.
Oh, by the way, if you ever go to Orlando, you might want to avoid
everything.
No, yeah. But, yeah, well, yeah.
Just don't come to Orlando.
But the Icon Park, now they got a bunch of minorities that seem to like to ride.
Got a really, really, really big Ferris wheel that I did with Hunter Kendall a while back.
Well,
huge Ferris wheel.
1,000 really rampaging cool teams stormed a tourist attraction. They hurt officers with a violent takeover caught on video.
It's becoming more and more common with social media. So what's happened is
TikTok. They did it with
correct,
TikTok.
Correct. So what happens, a lot of these kids, they're derelicts. They have no respect, nor do they have any discipline. This is what a lot of it comes down to, is discipline. Parents don't teach discipline. Even if their parents are around, I don't know. I don't know any of these kids. I'm only speculating. But usually kids that have discipline, that have goals, that have drive, don't do stupid stuff like this. But apparently what they did was, and I read a little bit more about it, is they planned this giant takeover on TikTok. And so
what'd they take over?
Nothing. Just rampaging, breaking things, stealing stuff. Getting in fights, tons of fights. And what they like to do is they like to go up, and there'll be like four or five of them. I've been to the Icon Park. I've been to Orlando. I've not seen this happen personally. The problem is getting a gunfight like this with this many people, you're going to be in trouble, especially even if you only got one extra mag. So if they start pulling out handguns and blades and stabbing weapons and stuff like that, this is a situation just to exfil out of. And I mean that sincerely. If you get caught in a situation like this, unless you absolutely have to draw your weapon, get out of the scene. Period. You got 1,000 people that are trying to start a brawl.
You don't have a ammo.
Well, no, a lot of times what happens is these kids take like four, they go in a big group, but they're in like subsections, like four, five, six people, and they find like couples that are walking around and they sucker punch them and they steal all their stuff and they just start stomping on everybody.
My brother got sucker punched.
Yeah. I've been sucker punched. You've been sucker punched. It's not fun.
Getting sucker punched sucks.
You never stop watching your back after you get sucker punched one time. You always get eyes in the back of your head.
Let me tell you a funny story. Well, it's not a funny story.
But just to concede on this, though, be careful. There's a lot of areas of Orlando that are getting extremely ridden with crime because they're so big, they're so open. Law enforcement can't contend when 1,000 people show up, and these kids have nothing better to do. So they get on social media, they go up there, and they think it's fun. They sucker punch people. They steal everybody's basically watches, you know, basically wallets, and run around and create havoc. And law enforcement, quite frankly, can't do anything about it unless they start using lethal force.
I'm gonna make a statement here. If you go into a public area like that, don't make yourself a target. Don't be wearing a fancy watch.
Especially if you're going to a place like this, okay? Yes.
And if you're going to wear a fancy watch, cover it up, number one. Don't do it, number two. Well, number one, don't do it. Number two, cover it up. And number three, especially in some other countries, you've got to make sure you wear a money belt because of pickpockets, especially with gypsies and Romanians in Europe. Yeah, very
keep
bad.
Keep it behind your belt, in your pants.
Inside, tucked in.
An inside fanny pack.
Yeah, inside fanny pack. It has to go inside, underneath your belt, inside of your underwear. Okay, it's got to go down. So nobody's going to reach down there and try to grab it.
What happens is if you wear an external fanny pack, what they'll do is they'll come up behind you with a set of box cutters or come with a razor knife. And they'll cut it, even if you have it like a lock in the back. They'll drop the fanny pack straight off the front. And then as soon as you drop it, you go to pick it up. They sucker punch you in the back of the head or billy club, then they grab it and run off.
But I was over in Nuremberg, okay?
Yeah.
And I was over there, and I was in Germany. I was on it just like 2 years ago. And I remember I was walking through the area. It was cool. I was wearing a leather jacket. And I'm still pretty big. And people always ask me, why do you still work out so hard? Why do you still train so hard? Why do you still curl 100 pounds? Because of reasons like I'm fixing to tell you right now. The bigger you are, the bigger threat you are. Now, let me explain this to you.
And the stronger you still are.
Now listen to me. I'm not trying to brag on myself because I don't. I give all the glory to God for anything that I've ever done in my entire life. But I know one thing. If you're a pencil neck, okay, and you're feeble, and you can't defend, your wife or anybody with you, they can see it, all right? But you walk up there, and you basically are strong, and you still do, a lot of weight, and you become a problem for them because it's like everybody's getting hurt if they get in a fight.
That's right.
And they don't like that. They're bullies, like Donald Trump slamming J.D. Vance, the little boy, his last thing yesterday because they
see
that. Yeah. Oh, no, he's a pit. No. I'll cover that story in a second.
J.D. Vance's son?
No. He called J.D. Vance a little boy. The Secret Service picked him up like he's a little boy.
That's his vice president.
He did it to humiliate him to push Rubio for the next president and nauseate him. But let me go back to my story. So I'm sitting there, and this team walks up to him. There's five of them. And they're all, they're probably 17, 18, 19. So they weren't little kids. And they said, can we pour ice water on your head? Okay?
That's a strange request.
Yeah. So I looked at him and I said, if you pour ice water on my head, it's going to be the worst thing you ever did in your whole life, boy. And he looked at me kind of funny. He says, what? He's speaking English to me. And he looked at me kind of funny. I said, no, the answer is no. How about you like that? And he looked at me kind of funny. And he goes, well, it's kind of a TikTok prank. I said, no, it's not with me today. Ain't happening. And he looked at me, he goes, oh, okay. And he kind of scurried off with his friends. If you operate from a position of strength, number one, you need to be able to back it up. That's number one.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah. If you're a pencil neck, you can't back it up. Number two, don't allow people to intimidate you. When Trump called J.D. Vance a little boy the other day, they picked him up like he was a little boy. First of all, I don't even believe that. I think that was complete fake, that whole assassination attempt. I think all of them were personally. That's what I feel. But what happened? So he slammed his vice president in front of everybody.
J.D. Vance, the Marine, too.
No.
I mean, that's pretty disrespectful, dude.
No. Here we go. He goes, Trump takes brutal shot at little boy J.D. Vance as he openly flaunts support for Marco Rubio. See, this is the problem with Trump, okay? Number one, I've been told by one of the people that know him that he's dyslexic. That's why he didn't read a teleprompter. So his entire life has been spent, because he's a big guy, he's 6'4", probably weighs close to 300 pounds. His entire life has been spent operating as a bully, intimidating people because of his size. And because he had money. He's a trust fund baby. And that's why he thought he could get away with everything. Remember what he told Billy Bush? You just grab him by the and they'll do anything you want to do. Because I'm a celebrity. Remember this? They showed the video. I know Billy Bush. I was on his podcast. I was on his TV, on his radio show way back when. And that's how he treats women like that. He treats men like that. Because the problem is, when a lot of people are like that, and I'm not talking about Trump now, I'm talking in general. When people operate as bullies like that, and they start learning that as a young child because they're bigger than other people, the biggest problem they have is nobody's ever busted them in the mouth.
That's true.
Once you get busted in the mouth a few times, you start realizing, well, maybe I need to keep my mouth shut. That hurt.
The thing about it is, I just pulled up, J.D. Vance is 6'2", 230.
I know.
He's not a small dude.
No.
I mean, so like they're trying to go after that. That was a low key, just kind of like
it was to discredit him for the presidential election to promote Rubio. Well, he was a hardcore Zionist,
bro. He doesn't just kiss the wall; he tongue sucks the wall. Like he's Rubio. No, he does. I mean, Rubio's a complete clown. Bubble boy Mark Rubio from the Miami bubble parties. Look those up down there.
In the gay bathhouses?
Yeah, Mark Rubio. I have no respect for that
guy.
Well,
but remember, though, Mark Rubio knows he's the bubble boy, and he knows that he's basically been able to cover that up. He's gotten married. He's married now with four kids. He may not be a bubble boy anymore, okay? But the point is, there's probably a lot of stuff in his background that they've got him on videotape
with. That's
probably
true.
He's probably going to be a whole
lot. A lot of it doesn't go out.
Oh, by the way, talking about control and damage control, here we go. And Austin covered this last week. Disney goes full damage control after several more staffers are arrested on cruise ship and massive child porn sting.
Told you. I don't like being right about this topic because it's a sick topic, but everybody that sends me emails that stands up for Disney says, Disney isn't full of pedophiles. I'm like, okay, wait for the next news story to come out.
Here's what it says. The Disney company has made a statement after several of its staffers were arrested as part of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection ongoing child exploitation material enforcement operations. And now Disney said this, we have a zero tolerance policy for this type of behavior and fully cooperative with law enforcement, a Disney spokesperson told the New York Post, responding to news of more arrests being made after federal agents boarded five cruise ships, including a Disney cruise docked in San Diego. While the majority of these individuals were not from our cruise line, those who were no longer with the company. Remember, here's the articles. Report, dozens of Disney Universal theme park employees arrested in sex crimes involving children, 2014. Third Disney cruise line member arrested on child pornography, 2024. Disney employee among eight men arrested horrific Polk County child pornography.
Oh, Polk County.
2023.
Give me camera four. The list keeps going down. Disney worker arrested on child porn. Disney employee arrested for child porn. Disney employee, former corrections officer arrested on child porn. Walt Disney employees, 11 arrested for child porn. Okay, how many times do you have to watch the same news story over and over again with the same company do the same thing, and you still want to tell me that they don't actively involve themselves in this?
Well, now Disney, the company, doesn't. But the problem,
I don't believe that.
That's just speculation. And what the crazy part about it is this: you have to understand that 60-70% of the employees at Disney are gay.
Almost like they want to groom children with pedophiles. Again, just speculating.
Now I'm going to say this. Now listen to me. This happened to me about 10, 15 years ago. We're walking through Disney, and I've got the three young kids with me. And we walk up to two of the Disney employees, and they're using the gay voice, and they're talking to each other.
This is a long time ago.
No, it's like 15 years ago.
Longer than that. Well, yeah, about right. 15 years ago.
Because, Harrison would have been about 10 at that point, right? Maybe 17 years ago. And that's when we still went to the park and I had annual passes. And these two guys were doing that limp wrist voice.
They're employees.
They're full dressed in uniforms. And all my kids heard them. They were like flirting with each other. Okay. And so I told Sharon, go take the kids into Country Bear Jamboree. I'll be there in a minute. Okay. Yeah. We were in Magic Kingdom. And I looked at the dudes and I said, guys, can you cut out with the queer stuff? That's what I said to them. They said, what did you say to us? I said, you don't have to act this gay in front of my family. I said, it's not okay with me. I said, and he goes, well, do you want us to call security on you? I said, call security. I said, you guys are acting like a bunch of flamers. I said, if you want to be gay in your private life, I said, that's entirely up to you. But don't do it in front of my children at a theme park that I'm paying admission
for. And they know they're doing it.
They know they are.
You have to actively act that gay.
Well, no, one time
I
was on an airplane. I was coming back from Europe, and I was flying first class. I was able to upgrade with points and that kind of stuff and get my ticket for free, et cetera. And I remember I got on the plane. And the guy, one of the flight attendants, was a flamer. And I mean, he was acting the flame part. I mean, and finally I looked at him. I said, it's not titanium. It's the one you're at the top tier.
Ambassador?
No, it's American Airlines. What is it called? Austin, I'm that level. And I said to him, I'm a million mile member, blah, blah. He looked at me, he goes, oh. And it was like instantaneously, voice changed. No, he
that
was
fast.
No, it was the next sentence. He was completely different.
Turned straight all of a sudden.
No, it's like the high squeaky voice was gone. The limp was gone. All the little mannerisms were gone. And guys, if you're gay and you know I'm telling you the truth and you're listening to the show, or you were gay, you know I'm telling the truth. That is a choice. You can turn it on. You can turn it off. You don't have to act like that if you want to. And that's the thing I told the Disney guys: do it in your private life. Leave me alone. You remember the time? that we were in Houston.
Why are you getting so angry, man?
God.
You started this. You saddled this article.
No, we were at Houston in the Galleria Mall.
Another one. Oh, this is Sheriff Grady County. Disney employees among 8 men arrested. Yeah. Horrific Polk County child.
We're in the Galleria Mall in Houston, and Austin's 8 years old. Okay, we walk in, and Sharon. Saw there was a Versace store.
Protect your children, my friends.
Okay, Versace store. And we walked into it because Sharon wanted to look at the jeans, which I would never buy. They're ridiculously overpriced. She's trying them on. And we walk into the second room, and there's two guys on each other's lap about to kiss on a poster on the wall that was like 3 by 6 feet.
I still remember that.
Austin was with me. And I looked at the picture, and I told the salesperson, I said...
That was actually the first time I was ever exposed to basically... A picture of son, basically. No. I'll be honest, I still remember because I thought it was so odd because I remember I looked at Dad and I was like, Dad, why are those two guys like trying to kiss each other, like groping all over each other? And I triggered that. I didn't mean to.
And I told the girl, I said, we are leaving. I will not support a company that promotes pornography on their walls with gays. And she looked at me. She says, will you please tell the manager? I've had so many people walk out of here because of that poster. And I said, yeah, I'll tell him. So the guy comes sashaying out. Total gay dude, total flamer, and I looked at him. He goes, I hear you have a problem with the poster I put up. As a matter of fact, I do. I said, I don't want my 8-year-old exposed to this. He goes, well, you don't have to come in the store. I said, no, you should put a statement at the front door that you've got gay pornography on the front.
Or nobody comes to the store unless you're 18 and older.
That's right. And I said to my sons, I could care less that you're gay. I don't care that you're gay. You have your own lifestyle. I don't care. But don't force my family to see it. And he looked at me and goes, well, I'll meet you in the parking garage if you want. Yeah. He threatened. I looked at him. I said, I'm not even going to waste my time with you. I said, you nauseate me. I said, if you want to be a flamer, be a flamer. But don't ever, ever have this stuff. And I'll say one thing. I went to the mall management. And I mean, I raised H-E double sticks.
Oh,
and
I remember.
And I was pissed, okay? And I went to the bathroom and Sharon goes, oh, God, here he goes again. Because, you know, whenever I get triggered on certain things, I follow through with it.
Well, and you guys have to remember, though, like this concept, this was in the 90s.
This is 20 years ago.
I was a kid. I was 8 years old. This was in the 90s, the mid-90s. Those types of photos and that type of lifestyle, as far as that heavy exposure, was not normalized yet. Now the problem is they put all these stupid TV shows and everything else. They normalize it. Back in the 90s, you didn't just see giant wall-to-wall posters of men making out.
Well, no. So what happened is the next time we came to that mall, it was off.
I remember that.
The poster was gone. Done. Down.
I didn't go in, but you remember you went specifically in the mall just to go in there.
No.
And you came back out.
Because I would have gone back to the management again, but they took it down. And then we went back a little bit later, and the second half of the store had been completely shut down and shuttered. They had lost half the size of their footage because I guess people were complaining so much about it. But see, here's the thing. If you're gay, I'm heterosexual. I don't get on this show every day talking about why I'm a heterosexual, why it's bad. Don't do that. Don't do that kind of stuff. Just keep it to yourself. No, nobody cares what your sexual preference is. Just leave it be and leave it private.
Yeah, fair enough. So that ties me back into this. I don't.
Are we still going to get?
No. Okay. I'm going to close this story. We're going to go to a health store. I got a bunch of health stuff to cover. We've already cooked the clock.
Oh, God. We got 6 minutes.
Be cautious, guys. Disney cruises. Disney theme parks. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying Disney's the only one. There's this all over the place. But be cautious, man. This is an industry that's horrific. It's dark, it's sadistic, and it's very real, though. Be cautious with your kids. Be cautious what they see. Be cautious of who they get around. And darn well be cautious of where you let them go by themselves, like on cruise ships. I used to love cruises. I think they're fun. You got to be really careful. It's like a 3 or 4 day cruise. Make sure you get a balcony. We've talked all that before. So you get fresh air if anybody gets sick. But be cautious of what they're getting exposed to on a regular basis, my friends, because it only takes a few times, or even one time, to be involved in all this stuff. So if you know a company is actively engaging in employees, here's the thing. You don't hear multiple other companies in Central Florida constantly get busted like this. Now, I know Disney's one of the biggest employers in Central Florida, blah, blah, blah. I got that. But you don't hear about this all the time with other companies. You don't. This seems to be massively isolated towards Disney as far as a company.
But they also have a huge internet presence.
And they also have a huge employee presence in Central Florida.
Like hundreds of thousands.
The biggest employer in Central Florida. Got it. So, again, be aware. Be cautious of it. Also, I want to cover one article here, too, because this is something, another reason why I recommend people make sure you're really watching what you're drinking in plastic cups now. A new study just came out. This is why the Purple Six, man, you throw it in a shaker, hard plastic everything, doesn't get heated up, super clean. They're saying now research came out and measured microplastics in coffee served in to-go cups.
That's right.
They said it is horrific how much microplastics basically get leached after it goes above like 130 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
They said it's exponential. They said the inside lining of the cups have a plastic PPF or PP. So there's multiple different types. They have PE, PP, PS, PET, all this different stuff on here. Products made of polyethylene, super toxic to the body.
Use glass
if possible. But it says a study posted in the Journal of Hazardous Materials, the plastic cups found that heat is a key driver of microplastics in disposable containers. This is why I said don't microwave. Throw in a Pyrex. If you're gonna use a microwave, I don't even know what a microwave, but if you do use a microwave and you're gonna cook a dinner in there, food in there, it's not the best option. But take it out of the plastic container and put it in glass Pyrex. It'll completely cut down that massive amount of basically PPs or basically phenol plastics.
This is a real problem. Oh, by the way, executive platinum is the status of the American.
That's what it was.
Executive platinum.
Research analyzed data from 30 peer-reviewed studies on microplastic release from various plastics, and they said the worst was coffee cups at high temperatures. Once it reaches 140 degrees, they said the rise in small particles relative to larger particles suggested the heat accelerates surface breakdown much faster, and your body absorbs all of it. It's unbelievably toxic.
Your body can't excrete it.
Can't excrete it. It's a forever. Watch the movie Dark Waters, where they're talking about POFAs with basically Teflon. Yep. And then all these, because all this stuff's derived from the same thing, and they're forever chemicals. Man, Teflon's 8-hex carbon doesn't go away. They don't know how to make it go away. It's like one of the strongest bonds. You start putting that stuff in your body, it causes cancer, causes organ disruption, massive hormone disruptor, especially with these plastics. If you want to really kill your testosterone, if you want to really disrupt your estrogen, ladies, if you want to really mess up your entire hormone cycle, men and women, drink this stuff out of plastic containers every single day, microwave your food in plastic every single day, and you'll see what happens to your body long term. And again, I'm telling you, don't do it.
If you're going to go to a coffee shop, which I don't recommend using coffee, I recommend using Purple Six, bring your own cup with you.
Bring a stainless thermos.
Yeah, and whatever.
If you're going to do that, I don't recommend it. I don't drink coffee anymore. But if you really have to do it, please don't support Starbucks. My gosh. There's 5 million other coffee shops like Starbucks.
By the way, MAGA religious leaders have dedicated and blessed a 22-foot golden Trump statue at Doral. Kind of sounds like a golden calf, doesn't it?
You know, every time a nation erects a giant golden statue, it generally goes bad. I'm just going to put that out there.
Well, before the unveiling, the figure was blessed by Pastor Mark Burns, Trump's longtime spiritual advisor and candidate for Congress, South Carolina, 3rd District, assembled a circle of evangelical and Jewish clergy at the front of the gilded statue and consecrated it. Okay, guys, now maybe you need to read how in the book of Exodus, they built a golden calf and started consecrating it and worshipped it and sacrificed to it.
What was the one that they did, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? That was a giant one they were building there, too. All these giant gold statues generally have a problem with them.
This is a problem. This is an issue for Christians.
For some odd reason.
But Christians are falling in line behind this.
For some odd reason. And I don't know. I'm the creator of the universe. God gets really pissed off about golden statues that aren't him. He does. He's mad about it.
He doesn't even want a golden statue about him. In fact, on Sunday, I read the scripture about Greek and Paul talking to him about they were worshiping an unknown God. That's the scripture I read on Sunday, and how God is not made by the hands of man. Okay. And so
There's never a reference of having a statue of God.
No, they don't do it. No. And so when the real deal gold at the Doral in Miami, put there by pastors, American patriots, I mean, are you kidding me? No, you know what I would have been? If I'd have heard they were going to do this, if I was Donald Trump, I'd say absolutely not. No, don't do this. It's not okay. I don't need something like
that. Do a bronze bust or something. You know, if you want something cool like that, but I mean, a 22-foot tall golden statue.
So, I mean, and the pastors are blessing this. I mean, I'm sorry, guys. That's just not okay. And, you know, it's like it's an idol. That's what it is. It's an idol. Exactly. So, you know, don't be allowing it. Oh, by the way, largest study ever in the world now has found that teen cannabis use is linked to slower cognitive development and arrested brain development.
There you go.
Keep your kids off pot. If they're 15, they start doing heavy doses of pot, it's going to be 15 the rest of their life if they're living in your basement. You're not getting rid of them smoking pot in the basement.
THC oil gummies for veterans, for adults. That's a different story if you guys need that, children. But you need to be a full-grown, developed adult. Article I'll cover tomorrow, acai versus wild blueberries for artery function and cardiovascular health. They're showing now that acai, that's what I use this, is 10 times more antioxidant-driven than wild blueberries. So be sure to check out the study tomorrow. I'm going to go into detail on acai. And also, grab some berberine, blood sugar control. If you need it, try it. Give me some reviews on it at healthmasters.com. You guys have a fantastic evening. Stay strong and healthy. We'll talk to you on the show tomorrow as always, my friends.
And keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for supporting us. And thank you for loving Jesus. I appreciate you guys, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.